Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Some are asking, is the new coronavirus vaccine connected to the mark of the beast? That's the headline. David James, Bible in hand, comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, another issue was the question of how we should respond to a government mandate as believers.
So later on in the email, our listener wrote this: it also appears the COVID-19 vaccine will be mandatory or possibly not mandatory, but without it, people won't be able to fly, shop, etc. Jimmy, I think this is where it gets even trickier when combined with moral concerns about some of the vaccines. And also, side effects are another complicating factor, and these have included pain, fever, Bell's palsy, and even anaphylactic shock. And we have no idea what the long-term effects might be.
David, I've got one final point that involves whether or not the coronavirus vaccine could be tied to the mark of the beast in Revelation chapter 13.
And I see that come up a lot on social media, that along with people constantly saying we're seeing prophecy being fulfilled before our eyes, the fulfillment of biblical prophecy doesn't begin until the rapture of the church, which is the next event on God's prophetic calendar, as you often say, and then the remaining fulfillment starts to kick in. Our listener wrote this: sounds like Revelation 13, 16, and 17 is nearing fulfillment, and we're seeing the shadows of it. So she's not suggesting the vaccine is the mark of the beast or the fulfillment of prophecy, as some are. And in my email reply to her, I said this: concerning the mark of the beast, I doubt there is any connection, and the mark is post-rapture, which makes it a non-issue for those who are currently believers. For those during the tribulation who become believers, it looks like it won't necessarily be taken unwittingly, but is a conscious decision to accept the beast system. And we know, Jimmy, the beast system will involve the worship of the Antichrist, who will declared himself to be God and deceive people through false signs and wonders. That's in 2 Thessalonians 2. As with all stage setting, the entire COVID crisis makes it even more clear how all prophecy will be fulfilled quite literally in ways we might not even been able to imagine a few years ago.
David James with insight into the coronavirus vaccine and why many are asking, could it be connected to the mark of the beast? We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dave gave us the prophetic passages, that is, the prophecy pertaining to the Antichrist and the mark of the beast found in Revelation chapter 13. As David said, that mark of the beast comes into play at the midway point of the 7-year tribulation period. Therefore, no Christians should worry about the mark of the beast, since all Christians leave earth at the rapture 3.5 years before the mark comes into play. As to whether you take the coronavirus vaccine, that will be a personal decision. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...